not much optimism about the economy from the Fed.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. When the Fed chief speaks, economists hang on every word looking for slight variations from what he said in the past. So when Chairman Ben Bernanke spoke at a press conference yesterday after the central bank's big meeting in Washington, economists quickly zeroed in on his new tone. It was a little more downbeat than usual. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is with us live from Washington with the details. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Nancy, Ben Bernanke was kind of a downer about the economy yesterday.
Yeah, Jeremy, the Fed chairman isn't exactly the life of the party, but his statements yesterday were especially gloomy, as you said. He said many factors are weighing on the economy, but he singled out a few things.
Consumers' purchasing power has been damped by higher food and energy prices, and the aftermath of the tragic earthquake and tsunami in Japan has been associated with disruptions in global supply chains, especially in the auto sector.
And Jeremy, Bernanke said part of this slowdown may be temporary, especially as Japan recovers from that earthquake and tsunami.
And Nancy, the Fed has been resisting concerns about inflation from a lot of economists, saying that it's not really that big of a deal right now. But in that clip you just played, he said he's worried. How worried?
Yeah, inflation is clearly on his mind, but the Fed does expect prices to subside, especially prices for commodities like oil. It's raised its expectations a bit for core inflation, that is, prices for things other than food and energy. But Bernanke doesn't seem overly concerned. One way the Fed contains inflation is to increase interest rates, but there's no sign of that on the horizon. The Fed doesn't want to make it more expensive to borrow money right now. That could lead to an even slower recovery and, yes, an even gloomier Ben Bernanke.
Wouldn't want to see that. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, consumer advice site Bankrate.com is publishing the results of a new survey today looking at checking account interest rates. Consumers can find relatively high rates, but as Sally Herships reports, there's a catch or a couple.
You don't have to look far these days to find someone who's unhappy with the interest rate they're earning on their checking account.
I only get a checking account for a direct deposit, but when my money goes in, I take it out because it doesn't grow.
Monique Davis is 25, and I found her one block from my office.
It doesn't grow. I can leave my money in there and it don't grow, so I just take it out.
The good news for Davis is there are relatively high interest rates available on checking accounts. The key word here is relatively. Bankrate.com says the average interest rate for high-yield accounts is down to 2.56%. The bad news is consumers have to jump through hoops to get them. Greg McBride is senior financial analyst at Bankrate.com. He says customers can face requirements like these every month.
10 debit card transactions, having direct deposit, and making at least one either automatic bill payment or an online bill payment.
And if you miss a requirement, your interest rate drops all the way down to an average of 0.11%, which is pretty much the same as a standard checking account. Bart Narder is a senior vice president at banking group Solent. He says Federal Reserve policy is keeping banks flush with money, so there's little incentive for them to offer better interest rates. At the same time, Narder says loan demand from well-qualified borrowers is low, and as a result, so are interest rates.
Welcome to the world of supply and demand.
Okay.
It works in banking as well.
Narder says try thinking small.
A typical large bank has a very large and expensive branch network,
which you pay for. So you might find a better interest rate at a smaller local bank. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly lower in overseas trading this morning. Electronics retailer Best Buy is looking to downsize its stores from around 45,000 square feet to 36,000 square feet. That's because all that space the company uses for DVDs and CDs isn't really necessary anymore. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 80 points, finished the day at 12,109.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk, for nearly 90 years committed to innovation in diabetes care. Learn more at novonordisk-us.com. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained agents committed to small business success, on the web at farmers.com.
As of today, Mr. Peanut is going back to selling peanut butter. There hasn't been a Planters brand of peanut butter in this country for several decades, but its parent company, Kraft, has decided to re-enter the market with a kickoff commercial today on Facebook. As our senior business correspondent Bob Moon tells us, the new pitch isn't aimed at kids.
Smucker's has Jif, Unilever has Skippy, ConAgra has Peter Pan. Kraft hasn't sold peanut butter in the U.S., even though it acquired the Planters brand a decade ago. Now the company hopes to carve out a niche by deviating from what's been an almost universal pitch for peanut butter over the years.
Choosy moms choose Jif.
Mama loves me, and I got a hunch that she'll always put Skippy
in my lunch.
Over two-thirds of peanut butter volume is consumed by adults and not kids.
Trina Schmelter is Senior Director of Marketing for Kraft. She points out targeting the adult market is a natural outgrowth of Kraft's health-oriented focus with the Planters brand.
We have seen the usage of peanut butter growing among adults, I think with the realization that it's a very tasty way to get great nutrition.
Don't expect the new ad campaign to be all serious, though. Planters has had fun lately with a rival to its own Mr. Peanut named Alejandro Almond.
Did someone call Alejandro?
Oh, he's so bold. Well, you know what they say about almonds.
Olé.
Today, a new character joins the mix. Get ready for, no kidding, Peanut Butter Doug. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And finally, to St. Louis, where a Facebook campaign has taken off in the last day or so to save a historic architectural landmark, not the famous Gateway Arch. Thousands of Facebook users have signed up to save a branch of the fast food restaurant Del Taco. This particular branch was built in the late 60s, and it looks like a flying saucer. It still serves 99-cent burritos, but developers want to tear it down to build a more pedestrian-friendly retail space, presumably without 99-cent burritos. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Say you want to start a business in Dubai. You've got two options. You can partner with a local who will control 51%, or put yourself in a free zone where,
if you're going to be making a million, you're not going to be taxed on a million.
Easy choice, right? I'm Kai Rizdal, bridging the gap between one country's two economies. The story next time on Marketplace. Today's business news as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.